Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue. One of the wonderful things about filling in for Joe on this show is I get to learn about things I never knew anything about before. I learned about the Women's Club of Albany just a short time ago. Now, here's something I really don't know anything about, and it's fiber. And I didn't know rabbits, you could make sweaters out of rabbits. This is all very interesting.
Not all rabbits.
The 20th annual County Fiber Tour, Washington County Fiber Tour, taking place this weekend. Participating farms are open for visitors from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to educate about fiber, livestock, husbandry, and demonstrate the whole gamut of fiber arts. Historically, Washington County was renowned for its sheep farms, producing merino wool for New England mills. In recent years, fiber livestock and fiber arts are experiencing a resurgence in the area, and we're now joined by three farmers who will tell us more. Sylvia Graham is here from the Fiber Kingdom in Salem, a breeder of Angora rabbits and small business owner. Judy Leon is an alpaca farmer and fiber artist. Her farm is called Alpacas of Haven Hill. And Karen Kennedy is a sheep farmer from Easton. Thank you all for being here today. This should be interesting. I hope I ask questions that aren't too silly. First of all, let's talk about what is really a rich history of fiber farming in Washington County. Who wants to take that?
Want to jump in, Karen?
Well, fiber was one of the main commodities in Washington County 200 years ago, and since then there has been a resurgence, as you said, with the fiber, and we are learning how to process our fibers by hand. Each fiber is unique and different, and it lends itself to different possibilities at which you could spin it or make felting objects with it. And we all have a good time doing that. So,
it's a passion, is it not?
Yes.
It really is.
Historically, I think it was more of an industry 200 years ago,
back
of
in
course.
The day.
Washington County is a very hilly kind of terrain. It's ideally suited for grazing animals. So all these little ungulate animals can range all over the hills and the vales, and they are mostly pasture and hay fed. So it's a very different kind of industry from dairy farming, which requires a lot of flat land for growing corn and so forth. And that's one of the reasons I think why we're seeing a resurgence of these farms, because it really, we live in that kind of topography. It is exactly ideal for where we live.
Now, this is the 20th tour, and Sylvia, you've been there since the first tour.
That's right.
Well, before we talk about what actually the tour is all about, how did this grow? How did this become what it is today?
It started out actually with a small group of Adirondack spinners that call themselves the Adirondack Spinsters. And I've kind of lost touch with them, although I know they're still around. Several of us had animals, and we knew that there was a kind of farm tour that was run annually in New Hampshire, and we thought we would emulate that. So it started out quite small, and at that time it was mostly sheep farms and then my rabbit farm. And by the way, rabbits don't pasture.
No, they don't.
Fair enough.
But they do eat hay.
But they do eat hay, and they do eat grain.
Okay, hay and grain. If there's a test, I'm going to be
Angora rabbit farming is a bit different. They're really, mostly they're caged animals, and they have to be maintained. In this climate, I find I have to maintain them in a barn, in cages, because of the climate and also because of predators.
Mm.
But so we started off small, and we had just a one printed sheet. Maybe there were six or seven of us, and it just grew from that point on.
And now we're up to 13 farms? 12?
It has surged. I'd say over the last 10 years, we've had between 10 and sometimes as many as 15 different farms. Initially, there were no alpacas on the tour because there weren't any alpaca farms in the area 20 years ago,
and how
at
did
least
that,
not to my knowledge.
How did you begin to do that? I mean,
How did I begin?
Yeah.
Well, first let's talk about how alpaca farms
got into
started,
the area.
Yes, alpacas were first imported into the country about 30 years ago as an exotic livestock, and it particularly appealing to people who were interested in fiber arts because it's a very luxurious fiber. And they are like sheep. They can use the same kinds of area. And so one farm after another started popping up in Washington County. I don't even know how many farms there are now, but a lot. Mm-hmm. Mostly small farms, some medium-sized farms as well. And it's a livestock breeding business as well as a fiber business. And really gradually, I think the fiber tour, the Washington County Fiber Tour, started out with Sylvia with her rabbits and some sheep farmers
mostly.
That was about it until the first fiber, the first alpaca farm joined.
And there were some goats also.
And a few of the
Angora goats.
Mm-hmm. Angora goats that make mohair.
Right.
So the alpaca farmers, I think part of our interest is to educate people about, you know, our animals, which are a little bit different because they come from the Andes. And so, yes, the tour has grown with the number of alpaca farms.
Well, with the current interest in green things, mm-hmm. what we are producing is natural fibers.
Yeah.
And I think that is very appealing to the public, and it certainly was very appealing to me.
We're talking to Sylvia Graham and Judy Leon and Karen Kennedy. They are all with the Washington County Fiber Tour, which is the 20th annual. Karen, how did you get into this?
Well, let's see. I'm also a leader for 4-H group, Sheep and Kids Club's the name. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to represent what we could do as a club, and we teach the children how to spin and knit and weave. And someone said, hey, let's have it at your house. So I said, oh, I'm game. So I've been doing the fiber tour for 8 years, and the kids will be there Saturday. We'll be shearing Saturday from
noon
to 4.
You're a sheep farmer, right?
Yes, I'm a sheep farmer. We have a lot of product. We have a lot of wool, so you're going to learn how to spin. You've got to put your money where your mouth is. And you know, if you're going to
use it,
boast about your quality of your fiber, you really need to have a grasp and understanding about what it is.
Is the technology much different now as far as spinning compared to maybe 100 years ago?
I don't believe so.
There are different kinds of wheels now. Sylvia probably can answer this.
Yeah, there's a lot more wheels available. I started in spinning and weaving 35 years ago. It was very difficult at that point in time to find natural fibers mm-hmm. that were available for spinning and equipment. And instruction were very difficult to find. I backed into the animals from being a spinner and a weaver and learned to knit when I was 4, that kind of thing. Literally, yes.
Now, is spinning, is it fairly mechanical or is it a real art to this?
It's an art. It's an art, yes.
When you see a spinner at work who's really, it's almost like a zone that
it's very mesmerizing.
Experience.
Yeah.
Spinner is just working
it's
in this.
It's very, very tactile. Mm-hmm. And the clip from an animal, even if you do use the clip from the same animal year after year, it's different year after year. You have to tune your technique to what you feel is going on in your fingers.
It must be, it's repetitive to some extent, so there must be a certain
it's
zen
like
feeling.
It's a mesmerized.
It's yeah. chanting. It's like it's having a mantra. It's very therapeutic you've mastered the technique.
Let's talk about some of the special events coming up during the tour. Let's start it off with, I'll just pick somebody. Let's go with Judy.
Okay. Every farm has a series of events that they're going to be doing. On my farm in particular, we'll be teaching felting all day long. Felting is my main occupation at the moment, mm-hmm. using my fiber. There will be a weaving loom set up that anybody can use, but mostly we'll be talking about the animals. People really come to look at the animals, to touch their fleece, and so we'll have a little cohort of friendly animals who like to meet people.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we'll be doing on our farm. Every farm is going to be different.
All right. Well, what are some of the other events? Let's go with Sylvia. Sylvia, what will you be showing off?
Well, at least 2 of the days I will demonstrate how I shear an Angora rabbit. And I do actually shear them. I have electric shears and scissors.
Are they cooperative?
It depends on the animal.
The one she'll be demonstrating will be cooperative.
Oh, yes. I've already picked out Bertha.
Bertha's
very
all set.
Cooperative, yes. And she is in full coat.
Okay.
I will also be demonstrating spinning on the great wheel.
The great wheel being?
One of these giant spinning wheels that was literally made from old wagon wheels. And the one I'll be using was built about 1865.
Wow.
It's a very traditional method of spinning. And I will also have spinners and weavers in my shop. I have quite a large teaching shop and studio.
And Karen?
Let's see. This Saturday we're going to have shearing from noon to 4, and we're going to have a spinning demonstration with the 4-H group on that day. The next day, Sunday, we're going to be having more spinners and weavers demonstrating their craft, and we're going to have a sheep obstacle course at 2.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about, will there be wagering?
I don't know if that's legal.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, but, you know, it's all good, clean fun. We're going to be having also fiber products sold at each farm. We'll have product to be sold.
Yeah.
That'd be yarn, fleeces, roving for spinning. Also, the fiber mill will be open. If people do purchase their fleeces, they can drop them off that day at the mill, and you can go and check out to see how a commercial mill runs. We have so much fiber in our area. We've got the fiber tour going on. We have the Washington County Fair, which is quite large and active in fiber producing, and also the Adirondack Fiber Festival. So we kind of have this trifecta thing going on.
Beautiful. Well, to learn more about the Washington County Fiber Tour, the 20th annual, visit WashingtonCountyFiberTour.org or call 518-854-3680. It's WashingtonCountyFiberTour.org or by phone at 518-854-3680. It is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sylvia, Judy, Karen, thanks for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.